I am governor of the great state of Indiana, but my highest honor is that I am commander-in-chief of the finest National Guard in the United States of America. I'm so proud of all of you. So proud of your service, so proud of Atterbury and General Westfall. Thank you so much for your great leadership. Thank you for the great hospitality here at Atterbury. I see our Adjutant General, Courtney Carr, is with us. Let's give him a big round of applause. We appreciate your leadership so much. And while he's here promoting Umbarger Seed on his shirt, go ahead and thank our second longest serving Adjutant General in Indiana history, who is demonstrating his love for our soldiers once again. Marty Umbarger is here. General Umbarger, great to have you back on Atterbury. Good to have you here. To all the veterans who are present, so well represented by Mike Burke. I love Mike. Mike just said, underneath his breath, he said, as those accolades are being poured on him, Mike just said, I just keep taking Patton's advice, and that is keep moving. And Mike, you're an inspiration, as are all of our veterans who are here with us today. We just thank you for your service, and thank you for being out here for our soldiers. I also want to say how much I appreciate Walmart. What a great company, 7 years in running, Feed 'em for Freedom. I was out here a couple of years ago, and to see the dedication of Greg Carter, Brian Most, and this great American company's commitment to really celebrating our veterans, celebrating those who serve, and being willing to burn a whole lot of meat to get you squared away on a Friday. Let's hear it again for Walmart and all the great Walmart volunteers who are here. We appreciate you so much. And to General Westfall and to the whole team here and all of you that are wearing the uniform, my heartfelt thanks. People who know me well know I grew up just down the road in Columbus, Indiana. Every time we heard the rumble of artillery out here at Camp Atterbury when I was growing up just off Hawk Creek, we used to look at one another and say, that's the sounds of freedom. And I have to tell you, I'm particularly humbled every time I'm among those of you that have stepped forward to put on the uniform, because, as many of you know, my father served in combat in Korea. My son is a United States Marine stationed in Pensacola, Florida. But my own journey in my life didn't take me into uniform. But maybe it's altogether fitting, maybe like a lot of these Walmart volunteers who are here today in this great company, that people like me are here to slog a little meat and a little bit of a meal just to say thanks. And because we were reminded on Memorial Day weekend that you put on that uniform and you have decided to put the interests of the nation ahead of your own safety and security. And I just want you to know every single day that this son of a soldier, this father of a Marine, understands that, is grateful for that. And today is just one more installment on the gratitude of all the people of Indiana for all of you who are serving today, who have served, and who will serve. So I want to say on their behalf, on behalf of Walmart and all who are here, let's serve up those burgers, let's fill them up real good on a Friday, and thank you for your service to the greatest state and the greatest nation on earth. God bless you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, Randy Ward, where are you at, Randy?